I am Priyanka Pushpakumara, the teacher of English, Kudagoda Kanishtha Vidyalaya, Kariya Maditta. Today, I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. Today, I am going to discuss an important grammar lesson. The topic is conditional sentences. Today, we are going to discuss about the conditional sentences. Children, now we are going to learn about the conditional type 1 possible situations. Now, we are going to learn about the conditional type 1 possible situations. At the end of my lessons, you will be able to use the conditional clauses appropriately. Children, now let's see what is a conditional sentence. A conditional sentence states a condition, an outcome or result of that condition. A conditional sentence states a condition, an outcome or result of that condition. Conditional clauses consists of two sentences. Conditional clauses consists of two sentences. One is a clause that starts with if, which is called if clause. The other is called the main clause. One is a clause that starts with if, which is called if clause. The other is called the main clause. Each sentence has a verb. It is important to know which tenses are to be used in these clauses, and they play a big role in determining the meaning of the sentence. Children, when we write conditional sentences, we have to use a comma after if clause when it precedes the main clause. Children, we have to use a comma after the if clause when it comes as the first part of the sentence. My dear children, as I mentioned earlier, today we have to discuss about the conditional type 1 possible situations. Today we have to discuss about the conditional type 1 possible situations. In type 1 of the conditional sentences, we talk about possible real conditions that have possible results. Children, in type 1 of the conditional sentences, we talk about possible real conditions that have possible results. In these type of sentences, we have to use the simple present tense in the if clause and the simple future tense in the main clause. In these types of sentences, we have to use the simple present tense in the if clause and the simple future tense in the main clause. My dear children, if you look at the table given in your task sheet, lesson number 47, you can understand it very easily. Okay, children, now I'm going to give you some examples. Listen carefully. Children, listen to this sentence. If I get a promotion, I will buy a car. If I get a promotion, I will buy a car. If I get a promotion, it is the if clause and it begins with if. It has a subject and a verb. Then I will buy a car. I will buy a car. It is the main clause. Children, there are two ways of ordering a conditional sentence. There are two ways of ordering a conditional sentence. We can use the condition or the if clause, comma plus result with a comma after the condition or if clause. Or we can use the main clause plus the if clause without a comma between the two. So when the if clause comes first in the sentence, we put a comma after it. Children, when the if clause comes first in the sentence, we put a comma after it. Listen to this sentence again. If I get a promotion, comma, I will buy a car. If I get a promotion, I will buy a car. We have to use a comma after the if clause in this sentence. But when the main clause comes first in a sentence, the comma is not necessary. I will buy a car if I get a promotion. I will buy a car if I get a promotion. In this sentence, you don't have to use a comma. Children, now listen to this sentence. If I have enough money, I will give you. If I have enough money, I will give you. Children, can you find the if clause? Yes. If I have enough money, if I have enough money. It is a simple present sentence. Then main clause? Yes. I will give you. I will give you. It is a simple future sentence. Okay, children. Now let's go to another example. They will buy the house if they like it. They will buy the house if they like it. In this sentence, we can see the main clause as the first part of the sentence. In this sentence, we can see the main clause as the first part of the sentence. Never mind. As you have already learnt, you don't have to use a comma in this sentence because the main clause has come as the first part of the sentence. Dear children, now listen to this sentence. If I'm hungry, I will get something to eat. If I am hungry, I will get something to eat. In this sentence, what is the if clause? Yes, if I am hungry. If I am hungry. It is also a simple present sentence. So, the simple future tense. That means will and the infinitive form of the verb have been used in the main clause. Okay, children, now look at the activity 1 in your task sheet. Lesson number 47, activity 1. Here You have to make the sentences beginning with if. In this activity, you have to make the sentences beginning with if. Dear children, how we make the present tense? I think you have already written it. What is the if clause? Yes. If it rains. If it rains. Then the main clause? I will stay at home. I will stay at home. Good. If it rains, I will stay at home. If it rains, I'll stay at home. In this sentence, if clause belongs to the simple present tense. So, we have to use the simple future tense in the main clause. Children, now look at the second sentence. Try to make the sentence. Very good. How we make it, children? If my mother makes a cake, I will bring you a piece. If my mother makes a cake, I will bring you a piece. Okay, what is the third sentence? If I find you a book. If I find you a book. Yes. What is the second part of this sentence? Very good. You have done it well. I will bring it to you. If I find you a book, I will bring it to you. If I find you a book, I will bring it to you. Children, don't forget to use a comma after the if clause, because it has come before the main clause in this sentence. Children, now let's make the fourth sentence. If I find her address, if I find her address, I will send her an application. If I find her address, I will send her an application. Okay, children. In the last sentence, what is the if clause? If you don't hurry. If you don't hurry. Good. Then, what is the main clause? You will miss the train. You will miss the train. If you don't hurry, you will miss the train. If you don't hurry, you will miss the train. If clause is a negative sentence. Don't afraid, children. You have to use a very simple way. Children, now let's go to the second activity. In this activity, you have to fill the blanks with the right form of the verb. Children, look at the first sentence. In this sentence, there is a blank in the if clause. If you blank and the verb has been given in the bracket, the verb is study. Then what is the main clause? You will pass the exam. You will pass the exam. It is a simple future sentence. Main clause is a simple future sentence. So, you have to use the simple present tense in the if clause. You have to use the simple present tense in the if clause. Children, you don't have to change the verb, because you have a plural subject in the if clause. So the answer is very easy. Study. Study. Yes, children, it is the answer. If you study hard, you will pass the exam. What is the sentence? If you study hard, you will pass the exam. Now, look at the second sentence. We can see a blank in the main clause in this sentence. If I go out, if I go out, it is the if clause. It is a simple present sentence. Then you can see the main clause. I will close. It is the answer. What is the answer? Will close. If I go out, I will close the window. If I go out, I will close the window. In the third sentence, if clause has been given. There is a blank in the main clause. The answer is very easy. The answer is very easy. What is the answer? Will phone. Will phone. If I don't see you tomorrow morning, I will phone you in the evening. If I don't see you tomorrow morning, I will phone you in the evening. My dear children, now let's go to the fourth sentence. What is the sentence? You can see the word if we blank, then you can see the verb go within brackets, then the main clause. The main clause is it will be cheaper. It will be cheaper. So what is the answer? Go. Yes, it is the answer. Go. If we go by bus, it will be cheaper. If we go by bus, it will be cheaper. Now, we are in the last sentence. What is the sentence? If you invite me to the party. If you invite me to the party. As you know, it is the if clause of this sentence. Then you can see I blank, then the verb attend has been given within brackets. Next word is it. Children, I think you have already written the correct answer. Will attend. Will attend. If you invite me to the party, I will attend it. If you invite me to the party, I will attend it. Dear children, now we have discussed 5 sentences in the activity number 2. Dear children, now we have come to the last activity in your task sheet. Children, let's read the instruction well. Write meaningful sentences by rearranging the words given below. write meaningful sentences by rearranging the words given below. In this activity, all the words have been given. You have to make meaningful sentences using them. Look at the first question. You can see the words tell, I, know, if, answer, will, I, you, the, I think you have already made the sentence. Okay, children. Good. How we make the sentence? Children, you have to make this sentence beginning with if. How we make it? If I know the answer. If I know the answer. Very good. Then, what is the main clause? Yes, you have found the main clause. I will help you. I will help you. If I know the answer, I will help you. Very good, dear children. Now look at the second question. What are the words? They are on, TV, is, a, if, will, it, watch, I, program, good. Children, I think you can make this sentence very easily. I think you have already made it. What is the sentence? First, tell me the if clause. If there is a good program on TV. If there is a good program on TV. I will watch it. I will watch it. Yes. It is the main clause. What is the main clause? I will watch it. Now tell me the sentence again. If there is a good program on TV, I will watch it. If there is a good program on TV, I will watch it. Children, don't forget to use the comma after you write the if clause. Because the if clause has come as the first part of this sentence. Children, what are the words for the third sentence? What are the words? If, win, play, you, will, you. What is the if clause? First, try to write it. If you play well. If you play well. Then, what is the main clause? You will win. You will win. If you play well, you will win. If you play well, you will win. Okay. Look at the fourth sentence. What are the words? Have, a, to, the, I, if, I, to take, will, go, dentist. What is the if clause? If I have a toothache. If I have a toothache. Very good. Then, what is the main clause or result?
Yes, I will go to the dentist. I will go to the dentist. If I have a toothache, I will go to the dentist. If I have a toothache, I will go to the dentist. My dear children, now let's go to the last sentence of this activity. Read the words. You pass the if you will a exam get certificate. Now you can make the sentence. What is the sentence? If you pass the exam, you will get a certificate. Very good, children. What is the sentence? If you pass the exam, you will get a certificate. Children, now we have done three important activities. I think now you have a clear idea on the conditional type 1 possible situations. My dear children, now we have come to the end of today's lesson.